ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very interesting question. This is a question related to the Quranic sciences. As you know, a lot of people are mentioned in the Holy Quran. One of the individuals whose name is alluded to in the Holy Quran is a person named Dhul-Kifl. This is a person who has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. And the question we want to ask today is this: is this person a prophet? Who was this person? You know, what are his virtues? Is he a person like Luqman, who wasn't a prophet, was a wise person, a believer in God? Or no, was he actually a prophet? In the Holy Quran we read, and Ismail, Idris, and Dhul-Kifl, each of them was amongst the patient. So he's been characterized as being one of the patient, one of the Sabirin. We admitted them into our mercy. Indeed, they were among the righteous. They were the Salihin. But was he a prophet? Fortunately, this question has been answered. Imam Jawad alayhi salam was once asked by Abdul Azim al-Hasani, Abdul Azim al-Hasani, very famous companion of the Imams alayhi salam. He was asked about Dhul-Kifl by this person and his name and whether he was a messenger. Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam said, Allah exalted be his remembrance, sent 124,000 prophets, of whom 313 were messengers, and Dhul-Kifl was one of them. Peace of Allah be upon them all. So indeed, Dhul-Kifl was one of the messengers, one of the Mursaleen, one of the Rusul. When was his time? He was after Sulaiman, Imam al-Jawad says, son of David. And he used to judge between people like David did before him. Hazrat Dawood, the prophet David, he was a judge and he used to judge justly amongst the people. This person named Dhul-Kifl, he also did the same. Imam Jawad alayhi salam said, he never became angry other than for Allah. So apparently his name was not Dhul-Kifl. This was his designation or his title. What was his name? The Imam says, and his name was Uwaydiyah. He is the one Allah Mighty and Exalted has mentioned in his book, saying, remember Ishmael, Elisha, and Dhul-Kifl, each of whom was among the elect, the Akhyar. Probably the reference to the fact that he was elected or selected by God, you know, for prophethood. So indeed this person was a prophet, and one of his characters. So apparently, because he used to judge between people, we can gather that, you know, he had control over, you know, the government, or he had some sort of governmental position, some sort of worldly power like the prophet Suleiman and David. And, you know, his piety and his patience, his sabr, has been alluded to. His anger, his suppression of anger has been mentioned here by the Imam. These were all of the virtues of this great man of God mentioned in the Holy Quran. And so this is also, it's interesting to, just by on a final note here, we can say that if we want to kind of, we can't really understand the answer to these kind of questions except by reference to the Ahlul Bayt and the Aimmah alayhi salam, who have been given this knowledge of the unseen regarding these individuals and these events that happened in the past, which, you know, we have no written history about. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the Prophet Dhul-Kifl. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.